Lord, open the eyes of our hearts and help us to see Jesus today. And may your word be clear to us, whatever that may be for each one of us who are here. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. This morning, we are celebrating World Communion Sunday. And in light of that, I want to say to begin with that my heart's desire is to preach about real life change every time I get an opportunity, about transformation that's caused by divine understanding given by the Holy Spirit on a word or topic at a given time as the Lord moves me in a particular moment. And I want to say that out loud because I believe that's what Jesus was doing whenever he said those words that Anita just shared, "Do this in remembrance of me." Now that I've shared my heart's desire, I know that that's not what always happens, because also my heart's desire when I'm out in public is to go up and meet people and say, you know, "Hi, I'm Kevin." "Well, I'm John." And then 20 seconds later, I could not tell you who John is from anyone else. I've got this insatiable problem of forgetting your name within 30 seconds or less. And that's a pretty big problem as a pastor. So sometimes you have to find creative ways to be re-reminded of people's names. The other thing that I have a hard time with is reading. Seminary was quite a challenge in the sense that some things came easier than others, but some subjects I could read all day long and it was just falling out the other ear as it was coming in one, and so I really had to work at that. The third thing would be things that I say to people. I like to be a person of my word, but I'll make a promise with all good intentions, and then 2 days later, someone will be like, "Well, did you remember?" Especially my children, "Daddy." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I did say that, didn't I?" And then on the night that Jesus was in that upper room, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." I'm going to go off script a little bit this morning, if you'll give me some leeway, this being World Communion Sunday. And I'm going to step down here with you. And I've just, you know, you can decide you don't want to participate. That's okay. But I want to invite you this morning. We'll start here at the back. And I'm going to share, this bread has not been consecrated. So what I would encourage you to do is to fill it, to squeeze it, to smell it, to look at it. If your neighbor's good with it, take a big bite out of it. And if you haven't had lunch or breakfast, whatever, and pass it on. And then as it works its way back to the front, you can, whoever gets it last can bring it up to me. But I want you to think about what that smell or that sight or that feel reminds you of as the bread's coming around. And as it is, I want to share that sometimes I believe that Jesus uses that statement, "Do this in remembrance to me," to bring back particular things in the life of the disciple. I think that night when he was sitting around that table and he gave it to those original disciples and they were given that phrase, "Do this in remembrance of me," it brought back different things to different disciples. The interesting thing to me in my own life, and if you're like me, sometimes the things in my life that happened 20 years ago are easier to remember than things that I did last week. Sometimes I can't tell you what I had for lunch 2 days ago, but I can tell you of things that left a mile marker or an imprint on my heart and soul that happened many, many years ago. And I'm sure you can do the same if I were to ask today. But the question that I want us to think about this morning, big question, is what have you and I already forgotten about Jesus? Now, I don't mean head knowledge. I mean those experiences in life when you know that you know that you know you've been so close to the Master that sometimes all you can do is catch your breath or weep or just praise God, raise your hands or whatever. You were so close to the Lord that you knew you would never be the same, that it changed your journey, that it redirected your life. But as life goes on and things get piled on our lives, sometimes we begin to forget about those things and they begin to fade. What do we need rekindled in our lives today on this World Communion Sunday? Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me for a particular reason. There was one story that I had and I shared with the early service because this is not one of those good stories to begin with. But in the end, I think it turned out to be that way. When I was little, I still remember vividly, so this must have been at least 10 years ago. Some of you got that. Okay, so actually it was probably more like 40 years ago or maybe 35. I was a little guy, and I still remember to this day, behind the apartment building that my family lived in, there was a dog lot. And some pretty big dogs in there. You know, at the time, they looked like they were probably 7 feet tall. But for me, it was some mid-sized dogs. And so my brother was in there with the neighbor's little girl, taking her in there just to show her the dogs and let her pet them and all that. And Chuck's in there holding this small child. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes on. And I get this idea because I saw right outside the gate, there's a key hanging there. You know where this is going. And so as the wheels are turning, you know, I was tall enough to reach up and get the key. And as my brother's glaring at me, I stuck it in the lock and I locked it and I pulled it out and I looked at him like, now what you gonna do? Well, he came over that fence and I didn't know he was able to do that. But in the meantime, to this day, I can remember just taking off. And I took off as fast as my little legs would carry me. And he was right behind me going, you know, well, I can't say what he was saying, but he was right there. And I still remember getting down in front of my neighbor's front yard. There was a big flower garden. And so I thought, he can catch me, but he's not going to find this again. And I threw it, and it landed right in the middle of all those flowers, and I was pretty proud of myself. Until he grabbed me by the nape of my neck and dragged me up to the neighbor's front door and knocked on the door and said, okay, tell him what you did. And it was a world of knees and elbows. And so my neighbor did look literally 7 feet tall. And I was like, oh my, I'm doomed. And I cannot tell you at this point what the exact exchange was, but I do remember two things. Rather than Charlie shaming me, I remember that he confirmed I was wrong. I never should have done that. But then before the conversation was over, he confirmed that I was forgiven. And so as a little kid, I still remember two things. I remember humility and I remember forgiveness that day from not being shamed because I had done a very stupid thing. And he knew it, but he didn't have to tell me. And so he didn't. You know, maybe God left that story in my heart for other reasons, but for today, that's the thing that I really remember from that with my brother. Sometimes there are things that we need to remember. Some things we forget. And we, you know, I believe that God knows this about us. I believe that we forget, and therefore Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. You know, folks, I believe also there are other things in my life that God's been unpacking through the years. I believe there are other things that we would rather just leave the lid on them. Sometimes we bury them deep because they're too painful or too shameful. And the reality is today, as we talk about the body being broken and poured out, that Christ wants those things too, whenever he says, do this in remembrance of me. Okay, well, this is good. You guys are really taking this serious because the first group really got the bread up quick. And so thank you, Vince. And, oh, still got one more. I'll wait a moment. Oh, that's good. Yes, it does. Amen. And that's one reason I just opened it, because there are no preservatives in this. And you'll find out later why that's important. Do this in remembrance of me. Why would Jesus say this? When I think back to that first statement around that table with those original disciples, I wonder if Jesus was saying, do this in remembrance of all the miracles, or do this in remembrance of all the healings that you have seen and been a part of, or do this in remembrance of all the love that I've shown you and the things that I've taught you. Above all, though, I think he's saying today, do this in remembrance so that you will remember to keep following. Because sometimes we forget. What did that bread, when you took it and you smelled it and you held it and you felt it, what did it remind you of this morning? Possibly a dinner some time ago around a table, a holiday gathering of friends and family, or maybe some holy days that have gone past and you haven't thought about in a while. Do this in remembrance of me when I was near to you. What do you want to remember as you walk with Christ in this life? Years ago, John Wesley preached a sermon that was written down called Constant Communion. And long story short, what I took from it was that he's advocating for the idea that we don't just do communion in a sacred space once a month on a Sunday morning. It's open to any time, but there's this idea that we should constantly seek to be in communion with our Lord no matter where we find ourselves. And so here's your challenge and mine today and our opportunity. I'm going to take these loaves of bread as I make a big mess up here, and I'm going to ask that you take a piece, and it can be a decent size piece. There you go. And as they come around and you pull a piece off, here's what I want you to do. Wherever you find yourself this week having devotions or your time alone with the Lord, or maybe, you know, sometimes you have an opportunity to witness at work by having your Bible there, or wherever you meet with the Lord this week, I want you to take this piece of bread. And I want you to leave it there so each morning when you come to, or evening, to come to meet with the Lord, I want you to be reminded that whenever we constantly commune with the Lord, He is the living bread of life. He gives us life. Remember that smell and that fresh touch and that softness of the bread, because folks, probably before you get home today, that piece of bread is going to be kind of crunchy. And it's not going to smell real good. And by the end of the week, it's going to be very stale. And so as a reminder this week, hold on to that bread this week and be reminded that when we choose not to commune with the Lord regularly, things grow stale in our lives. Amen? Absolutely. And so we need to be reminded that Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, not just once, but daily, moment by moment, He desires for us to commune with Him. And so I was even thinking as I had my piece of bread, you know, it's a little easier for me because I'm a pastor and people usually come to the church to see me, so they know what I'm about. Or sometimes. But you have to work out there where it's not always given that people are believers or not believers or whatnot. And so maybe when you're at work and you've got this stale piece of bread sitting on your desk, and hopefully you don't have a person that works with you that would just come grab it and eat it. But even that could open a door for conversation. But it might be an opportunity for someone to say, what is that? And for you to say, well, let me tell you. Jesus tells me every time that I come to take the bread and I come to take the juice, that I am to remember what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will continue to do throughout my life. Folks, if we could be people who are constantly communing with our Lord, could you imagine what our families would be like, and what our churches would be like, and what our world would be like, and our communities and our schools? And you get the point. But also today I want to remind us as we go about the week, it's not to shame us or to guilt us or anything along those lines, but to be reminded when you see that bread, if there have been moments during the week when you were so busy and so enthralled and overwhelmed that all of a sudden you're like, oh Lord, I left you out of that one. forgive me. And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Whenever there are times, whenever I'm having a conversation and all of a sudden it's like, squirrel. Okay, where were we? And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. He calls us back. He realigns us. He brings us back to a place where we need to be reminded that constantly He wants to be with us. And so I like the idea that we are called to do this in remembrance of me in a simple sense because, folks, we forget. Amen? And God knows we forget. But God doesn't want us to forget. And so as you hold on to that bread this week and you watch it gradually turn to dust, as it will, be reminded that that's not the way God wants our relationship and our time to be spent with Him to be. In fact, I think as we come forward here today and we do receive the elements here in a moment, and you ask yourself anew this morning, what does it mean when Jesus says to me personally, do this in remembrance of me? What does He want to bring to your remembrance today? Maybe an event, maybe an attitude, maybe a redo with Him. Maybe He's going to reveal something new to you this week and to have you to step into it and to trust Him and to follow hard after Him. Earlier in the first service, whenever I tore the bread apart, it was a little more dramatic and there was a big chunk up here. And two thoughts went through my head. First, the trustees are going to give me a sit down and talk with me about my eating habits. But the other one was that when we come to the Lord, it's messy at times, and He wants our mess. He wants all of us. That's why it says also Jesus took the bread, and He didn't just take a knife and nicely cut it, but He broke it. I imagine He ripped it as a great illustration, and then He blessed it. And so then He gave it, and then it went forth and service. What a great comparison to our lives whenever we allow Jesus to break us, allow Jesus to bless us, and allow Jesus to send us. Let's pray. Lord, on the night that You were to be betrayed, You took the bread and You broke it. And then You blessed it and gave it. And You expected those who received to continue to give. God, I pray on this World Communion Sunday that You would reignite our hearts, stir a fire in us to what it means to continually commune with You. Lord, may this week be a great challenge and opportunity for all of us. I won't say to do our best, but to give You our all and all as You have given all to be with You no matter how busy our little lives are. And on the very same night, Lord, You took the wine and You said, Father, bless this, representing My blood that was poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin, sins past, sins present, sins to come. And in receiving this, receive wholeness and healing. And do this in remembrance of me so You'll not forget to follow. These things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.